entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Hello and welcome to the French Press. This is episode 140. Today we've got topics like getting fried like a hamburger with Leighton. I was at a high school reunion over the weekend. We've got a where does it mean with Theodore, and then Theodore's also got a news story about Brexit. Eric's got some exciting news as well, and then if we have time, we'll close with a single thought. So, Leighton is joining us via Skype. Leighton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. I'm doing well. Actually, I mean, I've been better, but I'm feeling pretty good. It is Sunday, June 26th, 2016.
And how many days is it, Leighton, until your farewell to Hillcrest?
It's 27 days.
And for those of you joining us for the first time, or maybe a first few times, the French Press Podcast is a podcast about it is made up of stories and events from the lives of myself, Ruben, my cousin Theodore, and then Eric joined us more recently and has been on the podcast,
a new edition,
here and there, primarily to bring us news and also now to give us hope for a brighter future. Theodore also joined the podcast.
Wait. You called me a cousin.
Did I say Theodore? Cousin, yeah. Theodore? Theodore's my brother. Yeah. Leighton's the cousin.
We all know that your relation to Theodore, you wish that your relation to Theodore were more distant, but you guys are in fact brothers. I hate to break it to you, but you need to face reality.
And Theodore is our producer and brings a, where does it mean, a word or phrase that we're all familiar with, but we don't always know where it came from, and he breaks that down for us. So, to get started, let's go to Hillcrest. Leighton, you told us before we started recording that what you wanted to talk about was getting fried like a hamburger.
Yeah. So yesterday was Saturday, and I had the day off, and our group, they decided that they, I mean, I guess I also had a say in it when we planned it, but we as a group decided to go out on the pontoon, and there was three of us guys and like 10 girls. And so normally we would drop off the girls where they want to swim at, and then we give them their privacy, and we go off and do our own thing. But this time, because there were more girls than guys, they thought it would be better for them to drop us off where the guys swim, and then the girls go off and do their own thing. So the girls dropped us off where we swim, and there's some really sizable bluffs, I mean, that we jump off of. Like, and they vary from anywhere from, like, 5 feet... a 5 foot bluff off the water to a 30 or 40 foot bluff off the water. I have never jumped off the highest bluff, but I jumped off of a, I don't know, probably a 20 foot one before.
Probably.
Anyways,
the highest thing that I've ever jumped off of into water was around 15 feet. And what scared me, this was up in Canada, and what scared me the most about it, there's two things, but basically not knowing what lies beneath the surface of the water. In Canada, there's lots of trees that fall into the water, so there could be a freshly fallen pine tree that is ready to impale my body as I jump in. Or of course, there's also huge fish in the northern lakes.
They'll swallow your leg up.
They would.
They'll bite it, clean it off.
So that's my fear. It's not the height and the travel from the jump to the water. It's beneath the water. So do you experience that fear, and how do you overcome it if you do?
I didn't have any of that fear until it was just yesterday. We were swimming, and while we were swimming, we had all three. There was three of us guys. We had jumped in, and the one dude, Tyler, decided that he wanted to see if he could climb all the way around the face of the bluff, kind of like dangling. He wanted to do some extreme rock climbing. And so while Tyler was climbing around, we were just kind of watching him from the shallows below. And we were able to touch. It was shallow enough that we could touch the rocks. It was close enough to the bluff. But we decided, you know, we wanted to watch him. So we were kind of standing there. Water was maybe waist deep. And me and Travis were watching Tyler climb around. And while we were doing that, I suddenly feel like a nibbling on my toe. And I freak out. Like, I can feel like little teeth, like, gnawing at my toe. And it was just so unsettling. It didn't actually, like, hurt. But it was just the fact that I could feel jaws. And I was so, it was so unsettling. I immediately, like, and I jump out of the water, and I start climbing up the bluff.
Did anyone else experience this?
No, no. And of course, you know, the other guys thought, oh, Layton, you're such a pansy. It's like, well, hey, you tell me how you feel the next time a fish thinks that, you know, your little toe is a worm. Let me know how you feel about that. And so also while we were out there, there was a family of, I think you could consider them rednecks. They came out with their boat, and they stopped at the exact same bluffs that we were swimming at. And the dad, I would describe him as have you ever heard of John Cena?
Yes, like, I'm familiar with John Cena.
I think
everyone is, right? Surely.
I've heard the name. If I see a picture,
you don't know who it is.
Well, I know, I should know. Okay. If I see a picture, I would know.
He is an actor that used to be a wrestler in the fake wrestling.
Okay.
And I still think he's like participates in that sometimes, maybe. I don't know. I don't follow wrestling or anything. But he's a really, really buff, tall dude. Okay? And he's very short hair. And he would be, like, to the world, he would be an example of complete manliness. Like, just this big, hulking dude, a real deep voice, I don't know, whatever. And I would describe the father of this family of Hicks as, like, an out-of-shape wannabe John Cena, okay?
Okay, at first I thought you were describing this Hick dad as John Cena.
Right.
But you're saying no.
Well, he aspires to be John Cena, but he is in fact not. Anyways, so he brings his family to these bluffs.
Well, hold, Layton, you need to tell us more. I mean, you can't just say he thinks he is John Cena, but in reality he's not. You got to give us more description. I mean,
the reason I say that is because he's not near as good a shape as John Cena, but he tries to hold. It looked like he tried to hold himself like he was, and he talked big talk. He's like, oh yeah. What are you, a pansy, you know, kind of thing. To his kids, you know.
So he wasn't yelling at you, calling you a pansy.
No, no. But anyway, so he brings his family to the bluffs, and they unload. And there's, like, his kids vary from ages 17 to the little five-year-old. And the five-year-old is just adorable, by the way. And his five-year-old talks big smack just like his dad, which is great, you know. But this five-year-old, he jumps off of a 12-foot bluff like it's nothing. Like it's absolutely nothing. And he jumps in, and then I'd figure that, you know, the father would be like, oh, so proud of his son for having no fear. But instead, he says, oh, did you just plug your nose? What are you, a female? And then he's like, what the H? It's just like, whoa.
So I'm guessing your crew, you guys, you three guys from Hillcrest, immediately stopped holding your nose as well when you jumped in?
None of us actually, like, do plug our noses when we go swimming. But it was just thus proving right there that, like, this father, he is trying to prove something. He is insecure about something, but still, like, tries to put on this good show that he's a man. And he can't even, like, be proud of his own kids. It's weird. It was terrible, actually. Made me thankful for my own dad, you know, that I have. Which, by the way, sadly, we, like, missed Father's Day, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We skipped a week.
Oh.
It was unintentional. We did try to schedule it, but it just didn't work out for all parties involved.
Well, happy late Father's
Day
from
thank you.
The French Press Podcast.
Thank you. Anyway, carry on, Layton.
Well, that's pretty much all. While we were out there, I got fried really, really good. Thankfully, I didn't lay down, but the I didn't lay out in the sun. I was always like standing around, swimming, whatever. So it was mainly just my shoulders and neck, and also my face that just got fried. And then like the next, or like when we got back, I played a little bit of pong, a little bit of ping pong, and then I took a nap. And then after, when I got up, my face felt so dry and so hot. I felt as if I could crack two eggs, one under each bag, one under each eye, sorry, and I'd be able to fry an egg right on my face, like, over easy, no problem. It was so terrible.
Oh, great story.
All right. Well, yeah, that is interesting, Layton. Let's move on. You're finished then?
Yes, I'm done.
All right. So I had a high school reunion last night, Saturday, and
now were you looking forward to attending the reunion?
I had mixed feelings about it. Part of me, I was partially looking forward to it, and then part of me was just, you know, not really wanting to go. But I did go, and I had a good time. I got to talk to people I haven't seen in a while. And even played some basketball, just a low-key game.
Because I'm guessing the people planning the reunion are probably, like, fairly happy with how their life turned out since high school. I mean, I can't imagine. It's not the single guy living in his parents' basement that's planning the, you know, 10-year reunion.
Yeah, that is true. And when I got there, I did kind of just look around and see how many people are married, how many are still single. And I was surprised how many people were still single. And this was this involved about six grades. And the guy planning it was Travis Jenkins. And yeah, it was fun. We had a good time, ate some food, chatted. So
Travis, who is actually married.
Yeah, and who has, yeah, three kids. So
I feel like it needs to be clarified.
But when he did get up to have prayer, you know, he just said, gave a little talk and said, you know, we all, after high school, you know, we all probably had ambitions and goals, and you know, maybe we aren't exactly where we thought we would be, you know, a couple of years down the line. And it was just kind of funny. But it is true. Obviously, you don't know how your life is going to turn out, you know, years removed from high school. But we all have high expectations and dreams. And but he had a good, you know, he just said, be wherever God has put you, do your best there and keep on persevering. And yeah, he had a good little motivational talk, and it was very Travis-esque. He's probably the guy that has changed the least from high school. I mean, as far in as much as his personality and his looks, he still looks like the same guy, and he's still the same funny guy he always was. Anyway, so during the evening, I was standing with some friends, and then we were talking about, and I asked the question, do you think it's normal how many people are still single from high school? Because it seemed like it was still probably about half the people that were there.
And I'm guessing you were asking this question to the other single guys.
Yes. Okay. One other single guy and one married guy who didn't show up with his wife because she was covered in poison ivy.
Oh.
So. But anyway, then the guy said that after I said, I'm just surprised, you know, how many people are still single and whatnot. They said, yeah, I would have thought you would have been one of the first ones married. And so part of me was flattered because at least from his perspective, he thought I was decent enough that I should be married by now. But at the same time, man, I really missed the boat. So I thought it was funny. I definitely took it as humorous, but
well, I mean, you probably thought the same thing, like, when you were graduating from high school.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So, we were on the same page, just didn't end up that way.
Right. Oh, dear.
But overall, have you guys ever been to high school reunions yet?
Not yet.
No. Our school is very small, so we had a class, graduating class of two, so it won't be a big reunion.
Well, you could have multiple classes.
Right. No, I understand.
Anyway, so that's all that I wanted to discuss from the high school reunion.
But overall, like, was it a good experience?
It was. I'm very glad that I went. And I'm a little disappointed more people didn't show up. There's some close friends that I have that would have been in that range of classes that didn't show up. So. Now,
did you rent a sports car and like act like you were really successful? And that's what people do.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I just went with my crap. Wait,
Ruben,
crap
mobile. What year did you graduate?
2006.
Oh, wait, that means like I would almost be in that range.
It was 4 years, 3 or 4 years previous classes and following classes. And following.
I think it meant like 6 years like prior. If it would just be 6 years prior, then I'd be in there.
You mean following?
Oh, yeah, following, sorry.
When did you graduate?
2012.
Okay. So your sister was there. Both of your sisters were there, Layton.
Oh, what? Okay, cool. And I'm sure Mindy was just flaunting that she had just gotten engaged.
Yeah, she actually walked in, and they had to duck because she was holding her fiancé on her shoulders as they waltzed in. But yeah, she was pretty excited.
She was holding her fiancé on her shoulders.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, my word. I was going to say, there's no way that she'd be strong enough to hold him.
okay, let's move on then. Let's go with Theodore, our word, our phrase. Where does it, what does it mean and where does it come from?
The phrase is go cold turkey. And you guys probably all know what this means. It's like if someone's a smoker or maybe an alcoholic and they just stop drinking or smoking without, they don't go through a long process, they just immediately stop. And
well, so we get, let's just guess here. It's stop cold turkey.
Go cold turkey.
Go cold turkey. I mean, it could go a couple different ways. Could go eating something with the turkey meat, it being cold, a deli meat, or it could be maybe, I don't know, do they somewhat freezing the turkeys after they butcher them, before they butcher them?
Maybe it has something to do with the turkey dying quickly. I don't know.
I think it would be cold like...
turkey. They kill it and freeze it right away.
Well, no, it would just be like room temperature.
That's rather not than waiting well, to eat the turkey after it's cooked, they decided to eat it right away.
Yeah.
And they decided not to go through the process of preparing it.
Yeah.
I think that's the least likely one. But anyway, Theodore.
Okay. It says this. I mean, this is what it says, so I don't know if it's 100% true, but it says, people believed that during withdrawal, the skin of drug addicts became translucent, hard to the touch, and covered with goosebumps, like the skin of a plucked turkey.
Ugh.
Wow. That's much better than anything we came up with. All right, there you have it. You knew what it meant, and now you know where it comes from. All right, so Eric, at the beginning I said that you have joined us shortly and that you give us, you do the news, but you also give us hope for a future.
Yes,
and do you want to tell us what I meant when I said that?
Sure, yes. There is hope. I mean, at least for me, maybe not for you. But no, yes, I do. There is some news. It's not exactly breaking news at this point, but no, I am in a relationship. Kim Pollard has agreed
with
to be
a woman.
My girlfriend. Yes, it is with a female. So... and now, like, how many details do you want? Do you want me to just talk about how it started, or no? I'll just say you can interrupt me if you have a question or something. But I can't guarantee that I'll answer all your questions.
How many kids are you guys planning on having?
Hey, Layton, you have to be careful because we have some dirt on you. Okay, so
okay, great.
But no, because I had. When I asked her, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that we had hung out.
And let me interrupt you, too, here. This is also what the French Press podcast is also about. It's supposed to be humorous, but it's also supposed to be inspirational.
Okay, yeah. This is a very inspiring story. There is hope. So, no, when I asked her out, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that we had hung out enough in the last few months that she would know whether or not she would want to date me, but I didn't know if she would be willing to say yes. But she did, and we went out. And the first date was awesome. It would be in the First Date Hall of Fame if there was such a thing. So it was, it was just awesome. A lot of little things. I'm not going to go into details, but it was like, it was pretty cool how it went. And that was only, our first official date was a week ago Saturday. So
two dates, and it's official. Facebook official.
Yeah, so you could say it's getting pretty serious. Yeah.
I have a question. It is said that, like, after your first, the Sunday after your first date, something was said over the pulpit at Sandy Ridge.
Okay, like, I'll let Ruben fill in, because I actually wasn't there. I mean, I had heard the story right away, and Kim had texted me and everything, but I was not there when it happened.
Yeah, our pastor John Miller, often he wants to make visitors feel welcome, and sometimes he'll almost make things a little bit awkward. And he'll get visitors to stand up, and if they're with someone that's a regular attendee at the church, he'll have the regular attendee stand up and introduce the visitors. And it just so happened, someone came back from being at school for a few months, and he said, he kind of gave a little update about how his life was going, and he said, by the way, I started dating. I'm dating so-and-so from such a place. And then he was, you know, obviously happy, and John said, congratulations, and the gentleman sat down. And then John said, well, we might also be expecting an announcement from Kim today. And this was the day after the first date. And so there was an equal amount of, like, gasps and chuckles throughout the congregation, because most of the people didn't know about it. Only a handful of people knew what had happened. And so it was hilarious. And I was standing, I'm the sound guy at our church. And so I had I could see Kim, and she was turning very bright red.
She was probably redder than me than I am right now after my sunburn.
I'm almost certain of it.
That's awesome.
You know, it could have went south or been sour if it hadn't been a good first date. But he was privy to knowing that it had gone pretty well.
Yeah, he had some information in the morning, so he wasn't, completely in the dark. But yeah, the only reason at that point, she had still had some friends that she had wanted to tell face to face before we put it on Facebook or anything. But no, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was kind of fun. It's definitely a funny story. And it worked out well because we were at an open house then, or a farewell open house the next night, a Monday night, and there were a lot of church people there. And so everyone knew about it and was coming up to us and talking to us. So it was actually turned out really well. And it's a funny story.
Okay, so we got Eric covered. We'll have more. We'll come back to this, you know, in the coming weeks for sure, because there are things I want to talk about, but I do want to give it just more time before we discuss some things.
I feel like I won't have much to add to the single thoughts.
Yeah, that's fine. I've got that covered.
So, well, can we now? Maybe we should start a new segment called Couples Thoughts.
A couple thoughts.
A couple thoughts.
Well, yeah, I would definitely be into that. And, okay, before we move on, I forgot to mention, last week we also talked about Layton's car being broken down. He's looking for a new car. So we did have a couple suggestions for automobiles from some of the listeners. One was from our listener from Florida, Judson, and he suggested the Tesla Model S.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're in service, but I hear those service guys do make a pretty penny.
Oh, and the prettiest of pennies. Whenever you can find one.
Yeah.
The penny looks really pretty.
Theodore also had mentioned something on the Facebook page. Theodore, what was your recommendation for Layton?
Anything Ford.
And Eric's our mechanic, so maybe Eric should be the one. He's the authority about what car someone should be buying.
Yeah, I actually really hadn't thought about it, but I had originally suggested, a minivan, and it seems like the logical step for Layton in the next, few years. It just, seems like it would be.
Well, it sounds like it'd be more fitting for you than for me.
I already have an SUV, Layton, so. Oh,
doesn't okay. Doesn't Tesla make like a minivan type thing?
I think one of their new models is more like a mixture.
So there you go, Layton.
I mean, statistically alone, you have, a 75% chance of not being single in the next couple of months? I mean, just looking at Hillcrest Pass, what is the actual number?
I've heard it's like 75% success rate. Wow.
That is amazing. Is that for male and female or just for the male?
Oh, just the males.
Okay.
All right. But that's just because of the numbers. Right. There's just fewer men than females.
Yeah. Theodore, what is the topic that you want to discuss on Brexit?
Oh,
and first of all, explain what Brexit is.
Brexit is basically Britain exiting the European Union, and they were going to have a vote on that this Thursday, and then they did, and Britain did exit, and it made the stock market crash, or not totally crash, but everything went down. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to check my stocks, what I have in my, I don't know what you call it, but you can...
Portfolio.
Yeah, well, I'm not actually invested in them, but I have them here on my phone. And I have maybe 15 different stocks, and all of them except for one are down at least 2%. Some of them are down 6%, and this is stuff like Ooh. Apple, Ford, Amazon. But the only one that's up 2% is Smith & Wesson. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, what kind of company are they?
What is that? Layton, surely you know.
No, I don't. Honestly.
Smith & Wesson.
It's guns.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding, Layton?
No, I'm not. The only ones I know is like Winchester and Remington and...
Remington.
Yeah. Smith & Wesson. All right, good to know. Invest in guns. Buy some, quick.
Okay. I think we still have time for our single thought. So go ahead and play the music, Eric. If you're not depressed about a life spent alone, just stick around. We'll get you there. You know what helps me sleep well at night? It's knowing that no one's gonna steal my girl.
Is that the end of the...
That is the end. Remember, if you guys have a single thought, you can do it one of two ways. You can record yourself, which is actually what I'd prefer. I'd like to hear your voice. And then we can play it on the podcast. But if you don't want to do that, you can just send an email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com, or also send us a message on Facebook. That works as well.
Now, I do have the one story that I found was, we can kind of relate it to single thoughts, because if you buy this product, you will probably die alone. But it is the, that I know you had seen it too. I forget what they call it, but you can get, and it's to groom your cat with your tongue.
It's like a pacifier, kind of.
Right, but it's kind of made to look like a tongue, and you lick your cat so you can groom your cat. So
in a licking motion,
you will die alone, but surrounded by cats if you buy this.
Yeah,
and there's like a GoFundMe Kickstarter campaign for this, and the name escapes me. Do you know the name?
I don't know the name of it, but it looks like a brush kind of, but it's in the shape of a tongue, and you can insert it into your mouth like a pacifier, and then the part that sticks out is comb/brush, and you can comb your cat.
Here, I'll see if I can find the Kickstarter. It's called Licky Brush. Lick your cat like a cat. But yeah, it's very disturbing when you see it.
I tell you what though, I am going to get it for a gag gift. If it comes out, like, I don't want to do the Kickstarter, but if it comes out, I do have someone in mind that I'm going to buy it for. And speaking of gag gifts or pranks, I had one of my finest moments a week ago today, actually. My friend's wife planned a party for him, and it was supposed to be for a birthday party, then it never got around to that, and then he went on a hunting trip, and then but she still wanted to do something for him, have some of his guy friends over, and so he could have a party. And then she asked me, I'm good friends with both of them, and she asked me, hey, what would be a good time, or what is there that what would be fun that you guys would like to do? And I said, well, if you do it this certain day, it would be game 7 of the NBA finals. Now, this was a few weeks ago we were talking about it. I said, there's no guarantee. It's unlikely it's going to go to game 7. But if it would go to game 7, this would be the perfect party for your husband. And lo and behold, it did go to game 7. And so this was a few hours before we were supposed to be there. And I just had a brilliant idea in my mind that I should... And I was getting the group around. She told me who are her husband's friends, kind of. And she asked me if I would text them. And so I had this on a group chat. And I just got the brilliant idea a few hours beforehand that I should tell the guys that the party theme is 70s NBA basketball. Obviously, the shorty shorts. And I was hoping, I didn't know if it would work or not. But I sent out the text, and a couple guys replied and said, what? We need more time than this to get ready for a dress-up party. And I said, sorry that I didn't tell you guys sooner. But if you don't have shorty shorts, maybe just bring like some wristbands or something. And I wasn't going to wear anything either. Actually, if I would have thought about it weeks beforehand, I would have. But because it was, I just thought of it. And I thought, oh, this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, and I didn't feel bad because I need more than 2 hours notice for something that was planned weeks in advance.
Yeah, Eric was there as well. And I figured there was one person that I thought might do it. And the others I was pretty sure wouldn't. And lo and behold, this one of our friends shows up in his wife's shorts. And they are about a little bit.
We need to make it the picture of the podcast episode picture.
That might be going too far with his privacy. But his shorts were about, they were a little lower than mid-thigh. And it was just hilarious. And he was a really good sport about it. He always is. But that was one of, in my own opinion of myself, that was one of my finer moments. And I think everyone...
The fact that you got a grown married man to wear mid-thigh high shorts made you... That's like one of your finest moments.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. Single thoughts.
Single accomplishments. All right, that's all I've got for the podcast today. I do thank you guys for listening, and we'll just go around the circle. If we missed anything, anyone has anything else to share, Theodore, anything from you?
Do you want me to talk about that commercial for the Children's Hospital?
Oh, Leighton, how much time do you have yet?
I have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
It won't take long.
We can do it in that time. Yeah. This is golden.
Okay, I was listening to the radio, and this... Can I say the name of the hospital?
Yes.
A commercial came on for a St. Jude Children's Hospital like event, and there was some kind of old like 80s country singer that was going to come and sing. And when they give these commercials, they always like play bits of the of like top songs of the singers. And the first song that comes on, it's talking about, it says
the title
is If the Good Die Young.
Only the good die young, right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
So this wasn't a song they were gonna play there.
This... if the guy's gonna sing some of his top songs, he's gonna sing this one.
I mean, yeah, I guess you can look at it. If you look at a glass half full, it's well.
I mean, if they're dying, you're gonna die. At least I'm good.
Yeah. But on the other side, if at least I'm gonna live. If you're bad, so I mean.
Only the bad die old.
that is, I can't believe that would have been done thoughtfully. That has to have been overlooked.
A mistake, definitely.
Anyway, all right, Eric, anything from you yet?
No, I don't think so. I just can't, I definitely can't guarantee my, you know, my availability for the next few weeks.
Years?
Months. Yeah, it's possible. No, I'm just, yeah, I just can't.
It's okay. Anything. We don't expect you to put, you know, your priorities, you know, with us when you have.
However, listeners have said they really do enjoy your input on the podcast. And who knows, you being on the podcast may just have been the straw that helped convince Kimberly to agree to give you a chance.
Yeah, I was a little worried. I wasn't sure if it would help or hurt my chances. So,
Leighton, anything from you?
Actually, we were going to talk about the one picture that I posted on Instagram.
Yes.
But we can do that next week. So here's a tease.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and check back again next week.